This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place.
All right, the Talk Radio Town Hall today, a little bit different. In that, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford will be joining us instead of Senator Kevin Cramer. Senator Cramer down in Nebraska with Trent Luce and Governor Pete Ricketts and Trump Interior Secretary David Bernhard today. Looking forward to finding out about that event.
How did the...
talk to Kevin next week.
But how'd the basketball camp go? Did you hear?
Oh, fantastic.
Did it? Good.
Yeah, everything was great. Yeah, that was wonderful.
That's great.
I saw that MS Freedom yesterday tweeted out when the entire crowd was praying for him.
Oh,
and over
cool.
him at the bell. That was so cool. Really, really cool. So, kind of neat. If you have a question or comment, welcome that today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 for Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. By the way, few questions still pouring in about last hour. Texter says, I missed why Doris likes Joe Biden. I don't think Doris and Dickinson told us why she likes Joe Biden. We love the fact she said she listens every day.
Yeah.
But she said Joe Biden won, get over it.
Won fair and square.
Is that what she said?
It. Yeah, fair and square was used.
This is Doris. I want to say I'm glad the American people woke up and we have Biden for president. We won fair and square, so get over it.
Get over it, okay.
I love your program. It's very entertaining. I listen every day.
God bless you, Doris.
Have a good day.
God bless you, Doris, yes. This listener said, I'm genuinely interested in knowing what she sees in him.
I am, too. I wanted to talk to her.
I only see liability, so maybe we can get Doris to call back sometime, and we'll have a conversation with Doris. That'd be wonderful. Best burgers in South Dakota at Louie's in Lead, South Dakota.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
By Deadwood, yep.
Yeah, exactly. Texter says, Jesus loves me, and each and every one of you makes me happy and feel good on a Friday.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford joins us on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Now, he'll be for most of the hour, so your questions or comments are welcome for him. You can also text us, 701-237-1590. Brent, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Thanks, Scott. It's a joy to be here, as always. I got to have lunch with NS Freedom as well. What an amazing young man. What amazing courage. He is the only NBA player, retired or active, standing up against what the Chinese government is doing in meddling in the NBA. And it's incredible to me. Absolutely incredible, the courage that this young man has. And here he was, a man without a country, until he finally attained U.S. citizenship here just a couple months ago, when really a lot of his troubles began with the NBA. But it's an amazing story of courage. And he's a very peaceful, kind, thoughtful 29-year-old man. I can't imagine what his future is, but we need more people like him to be involved in business and politics, I would say.
No kidding. And he really says it well when he says it's not enough just to be against something. You got to do something about it. You got to speak out. And he certainly has, and it's come at a cost, no doubt about that. I wanted to talk a little bit about your trip to Bowman and getting an update on the Denbury Project, because you talk often about utilizing CO2 to enhance oil recovery, to improve the bottom line of North Dakota, and of course, oil and gas touches everything. You have more oil production, and every coffer fills up in North Dakota. What's the latest? What's happening out there? Update us on what you saw.
So that Denbury project is where it really all comes together, Scott. So we've had a lot of people getting wrapped around the axle about CO2 capture, whether it's good or bad or indifferent. And what I said in my remarks on in Bowman was that people from the far left are hating this because they think that it's allowing fossil fuels production of natural resources to continue. And then there's a contingent of folks that are saying, hey, you're just giving in to the ESG agenda by even talking about CO2 capture or trying to encourage it at all. And my point is this, it's above the dialogue of that. I believe it's, hey, wait a minute. This example in Bowman is a business, Denbury Resources, large oil company, publicly traded. They made a decision to build a 500-mile-long pipeline through Wyoming and Montana, going through sage-grouse area, fighting the federal government. It was even hard during the Trump administration to get this pipeline built from a gas plant that Exxon runs in Wyoming, and they capture the CO2 to sell the CO2 and commercialize it for enhanced oil recovery. And so you hear this presentation in Bowman. They went from 200 million to 400 million barrels of oil reserves, proven reserves, by building this pipe, bringing the CO2 into this older field. They've already gotten as much oil as they can with pumping and with water floods. So the next phase is to use CO2, which is a natural solvent, to pull all of the oil out of that remaining rock so they can get the last 65% of the oil out of that rock. And it's a huge economic opportunity for them, a huge economic opportunity for the state of North Dakota, a huge opportunity for the area, the Bowman County area, the city of Bowman. It's fantastic to see an old oil field rejuvenate and put life back into it. So, Scott, this is an oil play. This is a play for revenues and economic development for the state of North Dakota. That's what it is, pure and simple. They made a business decision, and Lynn Helms was in the crowd, and I said, hey, this CEO and this company made this decision to put this investment in themselves. It's not because Lynn told them they had to, because of regulation. This is a story of innovation and not regulation, and them choosing to make a business decision to shove CO2 in the ground to pull out more oil. And so, I mean, I think it's a great story. I think it pulls it all together of why there's all this activity. There's a business reason to bring as much CO2 as we can to pull the remaining oil out of that Bakken rock at some point when we're ready for that. So it was a great day for myself to be there and see it all come to fruition. Great day for those in attendance.
So explain what level, what scale this is happening at now. As you mentioned, the pipeline and the, you know, what is it in its infancy? Is it going to grow more from here? You know, what are they able to accomplish today, right now, as part of this?
So what happens is they start the CO2 flowing, and then you pressure up the formation. And this is done worldwide. As a matter of fact, this is the second CO2 pipeline to be used for enhanced oil recovery in our state. Just so happens the one that goes from the Dakota gasification plant using coal gasification and then sequestering that CO2, or actually not sequestering, separating it off, and it's piped through the historic Bakken anticline area through McKenzie County and through Williams County north into Canada, into Weyburn, Saskatchewan, where they do enhanced oil recovery, where you pressure up the old formation and bring out, you know, 100,000 barrels a day instead of 1,000 barrels a day. So that's already been done for since 1998. So for 24 years, we've been pushing our CO2 separated off and produced here in the state and then sold into Canada. That's been done for 24 years. Now, Denbury is going to bring 2 million tons a year of CO2 through the pipe and pressure up their own formation. And they expect to see the oil flowing next summer. So it takes that long. You've got to pressure up the entire formation, fill the fractures, fill all the cavities down below ground, and then the hydraulic pressure pushes it back out after the CO2 solvent effect starts to suck the oil out of the rock. And so if they're looking at next summer, you start to see some huge increases in oil production in Bowman County compared to where they've been.
And compare that to without this innovation, what would have happened? You know, the difference in production.
It just continues heading to zero. I mean, so you go from whatever it is down there now, 40,000 barrels a day, you know, up to hundreds of thousands of barrels a day of production opportunity, you know. And the thing is, they built the pipe large enough. They built it three times larger than they need so that the formations and the other operators that are in the area can buy into the pipe and utilize that CO2 and pressure up their own formations and bring out the oil through the tertiary recovery methods that are, you know, this is called an enhanced oil recovery tertiary recovery, different words like that you'll hear. This is the next phase, is after you're done drilling and get as much of the oil out as you can in that primary phase.
It's fascinating, and again, happening now, not on some utopian drawing board of maybe we could, we should, whatever. This is actually investment that's happening right now, and you know, that's what's exciting to me. In addition, as you say, to this whole CO2 opportunity, that's really what I see it as an opportunity. And you know, there's two approaches, I guess. One is to say this is stupid, it's crazy. You know, we're not gonna participate, and you're going to see production declines. You're going to see companies unable to invest if that's the route. Or, hey, we've got a solution to what the world considers a problem. So to me, the opportunities that it provides North Dakota to once again solve the problem, lean into innovation, and say we're going to address this wild, woke world we live in with a solution, with an opportunity. Why wouldn't we want to do that? I just don't understand the theory to say we're opting out, we're done, because what it will mean is the industry will be in decline. And that isn't something that just hurts the oil and gas industry. That hurts the state of North Dakota. That hurts cities and counties, every, you know, school, education projects, road projects, bridge projects. You get the idea. Anyway, what's your take on this? More of our conversation with Lieutenant Governor Brent Stanford on What's on Your Mind after a short break. Don't go away.
Capstone Classical Academy will provide your child with a tried-and-true method of education, along with the formation of American citizenship. Capstone Classical Academy in Fargo is now enrolling pre-K through 6th grade students and will add at least a grade per year thereafter. The classical method provides children structure that rewards self-control and personal diligence. Students thrive as they meet a higher standard in the classroom. Find out more at capstoneclassical.com, a Hillsdale College member school.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
PetroServe USA says, come on in, have a cup of coffee with us, or a cappuccino, or a phone pop, any size, 49 cents. PetroServe USA, big bag of the old Trapper beef jerky, $12.99, salted nut rolls, 3 for $2, liquid ice energy drinks, 16-ounce size, 2 for $3.50, and a big 28-pack of water is just $3.99. Don't forget those tie-dye hoodies, too. Buy one, get one free. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What's on your mind? Might be lunch about now. So what's on the menu at PetroServe USA? That's what you were thinking, Kev, when I could tell just looking at you there.
You already told me. Yeah. I'm in Glendon, so I'm...
Tater Ton Hot Dish to the Glendon location.
That's me.
travel Highway 10. Yulin Meatballs today, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. It's meatloaf, chicken, fettuccine Alfredo, 12th and I-29. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, your choice is chicken. Baked or fried today, or beef tips and gravy. Valley City on I-94, exit 292. Just head north for the home cooking and grab-and-go convenience of PetroServe USA fish and fries or chip beef. Every PetroServe USA location has the fresh baked muffins and the fresh baked cookies, and their caramel rolls are incredible. Oh, my gosh. The Valley Dairy stores up north and PetroServe USA as well. And all of them today have the personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99. Any size fountain pop or coffee cappuccino, 49 cents. Back with our guest, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, today on What's on Your Mind, talking about a recent trip to Bowman, seeing firsthand what's happening with the Danbury Resources Project there for enhanced recovery of the CO2. You've made this point before.
Of oil.
Yeah, sorry.
Of oil.
Sorry.
Enhanced oil recovery.
Yep. What did I say?
CO2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're taking the CO2 to get more oil out of the ground. So, you know, and again.
Yes. Amen.
What do you say to people who say, well, you know, CO2 is a good thing? It's not a bad thing. Why are we succumbing to this agenda that CO2 is bad? What is the conversation related to that that you hear?
Well, there's a lot of conversation about it. And whether or not you feel that we need to get rid of man-made CO2 or not, this is a business case where CO2 works the best for pushing it downhole into the rocks, into the oil formation to pull the oil out in enhanced oil recovery methods. And so I was asking those questions of the geologists in the room and with Lynn Helms on the way there. And you can use natural gas itself. You can use water. They've already used water floods in that area, and they've gotten out as much as they can by pressurizing up the hole with water at high pressure. Now the next phase is to actually buy CO2. And when you pressurize it, it turns into a liquid, and it's the best solvent for pulling the oil out of the rock. So in this case, it's buying the best product, the best chemical available, if you will, and it happens to be CO2. To pull more oil out of the formation.
Texter is asking a version of the question you're just answering there. Is it man-made carbon, or where is the carbon from?
This is from a gas plant in Wyoming that is owned by ExxonMobil. So Denbury is buying it from them, and Denbury built the 500-mile pipe through Wyoming and South Dakota through Wyoming and Montana into North Dakota. And by the way, more of that formation lies on the Montana side of the border. But they came to North Dakota because of the friendlier regulatory environment.
So, in this case, yeah, that would you'd call that man-made carbon then, because it's coming from a gas plant. It's a byproduct of the gas processing that's going on at that plant in Wyoming.
Yeah, so ExxonMobil decided to do carbon capture on their natural gas plant in Wyoming, and then they decided to commercialize it and sell CO2 if there's a buyer available, so they're selling CO2. Into a pipeline that Denbury built. So it's their own decision with their own CO2 that they're generating and capturing.
And this is a conversation I think is very healthy. You know, we need to wrap our arms around it and understand it. And, I totally get people being frustrated by what they see as, a business killer. You've got clearly people within the environmental community that aren't about cleaner energy. They're about destroying fossil fuel energy. So, you know, it's definitely a time to beware. What I love about this, honestly, and I think it's quite honestly a no-brainer, is that this is a solution to the problem. Now,
yes.
you may find people say, once you solve the problem, they're going to create another problem, but you've at least exposed them for being the frauds that they are. In the meantime, this allows capital to flow in with these projects, which is, again, contributing to the economy, adding to the... I mean, North Dakota can, because of its unique geology, be in a real powerful position internationally here to be able to contribute to this space. And who wins? Every school wins. Every county, every city,
yeah.
Every corner of North Dakota wins because you're enhancing it. The alternative, Brent, it seems to me, is to say, you know, we're not going to play. And we think this is dumb, and this is a woke crazy agenda. Well, what's the extend that out. If we take that approach and say, this is dumb, we want no part of it, we're going to stick our head in the sand and we're going to say, this is stupid, and wait it out, what happens? What happens to our industry?
Well, trying to make the point here today that the oil industry needs CO2 to become commercialized in greater volumes than it is today. So what better opportunity than if there are publicly traded companies that are choosing to put carbon capture systems on their own facilities, and if the federal government is dumb enough to pay to just shove it in the ground and keep it down there, why not have this be a system where there's a commercial value to it as well, and basically outbid the government? And so there's a commercial market for the carbon dioxide, for the CO2, when you get into enhanced oil recovery. And there's other commercial uses of CO2 as well, right? Bottling, etc. But the case is we need so much more CO2 than what is available today to do enhanced oil recovery in the Bakken, and to keep us as a leading choice of where investment capital is placed and oil recovery is happening and oil exploration is happening. We need to have that next step of what sets the Bakken apart. And so actually moving on to this phase of enhanced oil recovery and tertiary recovery in the Bakken and towards that point is only good for the state. It's also, hey, it's only good for the country and for the world to have more oil coming out of here. It's a lot better to have 100,000 more barrels a day coming out of the southwest part of the state of North Dakota that didn't look like it had a chance than to be buying 100,000 barrels a day from Putin. So, I mean, this is a great time to be telling this story in a positive way. And we have to keep in mind, the farthest green left hate carbon capture because they think all it does is protects dirty oil and dirty coal and, frankly, dirty agriculture. They don't like agriculture either. So they don't like production agriculture and all the carbon footprint there. They believe that we should just grow our tomatoes on their porches in Manhattan in their apartments hydroponically, and that's how we should eat and eat beyond meat. They're not fans of carbon capture projects at all.
Lieutenant Governor,
keep that in mind too.
Yeah, very good point. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford with us. He'll be here for another segment too. So if you have questions or comments, feel free to call us at 258-0550 or text us at 237-1590. Listener says, will this stored carbon turn into an oil product in the future?
If it's used for enhanced oil recovery, the CO2 is pushed down into the formation, and it's like a solvent where it's actually pulling oil out, and then the CO2 keeps being recycled within the wells as they pressure it up. It turns into the gas format again, and then it's pressurized and sent down hole again, is my understanding. But the CO2 doesn't come out of the ground with the oil. It stays underground. It stays within their pressurization that the oil's forced. The oil and gas and salt water are forced out, and the CO2 remains in and it keeps being recycled to push more oil up the hole. So it's kind of indirectly.
Yeah, it is a byproduct. You say the solvent that brings more oil out of the ground. So interesting questions and more welcome here. Text us 701-237-1590. Call us 258-0550. More with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford after a short timeout. Don't go away. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April auctions include nearly 1,500 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Slope, Stark, Hettinger, and Dunn counties in western North Dakota, 224 acres of exceptional cropland in Grand Forks County, and 320 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Griggs County, and further auctions in Pembina, Stutzman, Wells, and Burley counties in North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As more and more Americans don't trust mainstream media like they once did, CNN Plus has become CNN Minus. About 350 of the 700 people that worked at CNN Plus will be laid off. As Los Angeles, California officials demand masks remain in place, Philadelphia made its decision to end its mask mandate on Thursday night, just 4 days after starting it back up. Florida's House of Representatives on Thursday approved a state Senate passed measure that would strip Walt Disney Company of its self-governing special district, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Termination of all special districts that were enacted in Florida prior to 1968, and that includes the Reedy Creek Improvement District.
NASCAR racing this weekend will be at the very fast track in Talladega, Alabama. USA Radio News.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
On your mind, chatting with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford today in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Senator Kramer off in Nebraska with Governor Pete Ricketts and former Interior Secretary David Bernhardt and Trent Luce down there at an event in Nebraska. Texter says carbon capture is a joke. You're talking about something. Well, we're talking about carbon in general. Obviously, enhanced oil recovery is carbon utilization. Explain carbon capture. That's, I guess, what would be happening at the plant in the case of Denbury in Wyoming, capturing it there, putting it in a pipe, bring it here, bring more oil out of the ground. But what do you say to people who say, you know, the whole carbon capture space is a joke? What would you say?
Well, so CCUS is the acronym for it, right? Is the initials carbon capture, utilization, and storage. And I think what the texture, what the caller is saying is, they believe that capturing it and storing it is a joke, right? And I'm just trying to bring the case here that there's a significant part to that U, carbon capture and utilization, right? And that with why not? If ExxonMobil is going to go through the expense of capturing the CO2 out of the basically instead of going up the smokestack, but they're capturing it with amines and other types of methods, and then they're putting it into a format where they can pipe it, and then another oil company buys it, pushes it downhole, brings out more oil. That's a commercialization. That's a utilization of it. So the carbon capture itself, if it's for utilization, there's actually a business case for it, and it's not a subsidy thing. It's not done for that reason. There's a growing market for it. But storage is the part that you'll hear, especially this administration. They don't even like to see CCUS mentioned. So they don't like our direction, frankly. They don't like when I get on these Save the Coal Communities calls from the Department of Energy and say CCUS is a big part of this. They like to pivot to CCS, carbon capture and storage. They don't want to see that there's utilization because they know what it would be used for. So there's a lot of ideology within those four initials, CCUS, but I totally understand where the comment and where this feeling is coming from. I got it. The only thing that pays for the storage is the $45 a ton tax credit. And so the federal government's printing money to pay people to put it underground, hold it under there, and not use it.
Texter says, does storing CO2 help mineral owners?
In the so what's happening in the, what's happening right now in Mercer County is when you put together the sections of land, unitization basically it's called, and so those landowners, I believe it's mineral owners and or landowners too, but in that area are receiving the funds from the CO2 being injected into the ground in that area, and so that's the plan for that area where the termination of the Summit pipeline is. So those owners get a reward for putting the CO2 underground and holding it there for the tax credit. And that is the business model at this point for Summit, is basically CCS, capturing it at the ethanol plant levels in Iowa and South Dakota and North Dakota, wherever the plants are located that are pushing CO2 into the pipe. And then the pipe is not feeding into the oil industry. And there's people that don't want it to along that project, right? They don't want to be encouraging the oil business. And so they're kind of confused why Harold Hamm's investing in it. They thought it must be just for oil if he's investing in it. But they are terminating in Mercer County and injecting that CO2 into the saltwater formations a mile down.
Text on a different...
And yes, the... Yes,
sorry, go ahead.
They're being compensated. The locals are being compensated for that.
Text on a different question from a listener. With all the buzz about data mining, how does the state capture revenue once they're operational? Do the companies pay an extract tax? How do you tax crypto revenue?
That's a good question. That's happening as fast as the industry's coming. And so that's probably a good one to get the tax commissioner on about that one, Scott. At this point, these operators are looking for places to find excess power. So places that have excess power during the day when you're not at peak demand, and a lot of them want to have green energy. Well, you know, who has excess green energy? Green energy only counts for, you know, less than 5 and 10% of the grid. So it's like they're kind of searching for a holy grail, but they're coming here because we actually generate a lot of electricity, a lot more than we use. And so, you know, that there's a flurry of activity for crypto miners, and they need a tremendous amount of energy to put their server farms in and do the high-speed data processing. And then, you know, it remains to be seen what the business model is coming out of there, of what tax revenues there are.
Did you meet the Shark Tank guy, Kevin O'Leary, when he came to the state this week? I understand he likes hydro power for the investment he's considering here.
Right, and so we have one place where we do that, and that power is already allocated out. So it'll be interesting to see what they're able to find. But no, I did not. I had other meetings. I was in Valley City for the opening of their fine arts building yesterday. It's quite an event for the afternoon, quite an undertaking for a small college like that, and it's a spectacular facility.
Alan in Sherwood, you're next for Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, Brent, I live up in the close to Saskatchewan, Canada border, which you're familiar with also. And during the COVID crisis, they cut our border hours. It used to be from 9 in the morning till 10 at night. Now they've got it from 9 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, and they intend on keeping them hours, and that's just going to be devastating to these towns, Botno, Crosby, West Oak, Sherwood, Mohawk, Kenmare, all the way across. And I'm wondering if there's anything you can do to put some heat on them and find out why they're doing that, and if we can get them back to our regular hours.
So is that coming from Canada or from the feds? Who's the ones that are doing this?
The U.S. Customs and Immigration, based out of Seattle, is where the office is for our area. And I've called there a dozen times and leave voicemails, and I have not got a return call whatsoever. I just think somebody needs to put some pressure on them. I mean, it's a service we need and we expect.
Amen. So my wife Sandy's got family farmland up there by Antler along the border, and the folks that live along the border, we've got friends up there. They've got friends up there, and I mean, you go back and forth for services, for basics, and it's been so disruptive. And I can tell you that, obviously, Senator Kramer, Hovind, Representative Armstrong, they're putting the pressure on they can at the federal government level, and you get back to the majorities and who's the president right now and what they're wanting to do. And I mean, the 26 Republican governors that came together that the governor was on talking about the other day, I mean, that's all a part of this, too. It's the it's the management of the border. And you're getting nowhere with this administration. So we feel your pain. And Governor Burgum is joining with not just the northern border, not just helping with the southern border, but all the Republican governors fighting back on this and pushing and trying to bring out common sense. But it's as you know, it's very frustrating with this administration.
Well, according to what I've been told, it's the head guy out of Seattle, Washington, that is making this call, and there's got to be somebody in charge of his purse strings or have some say over him that we need to be in contact with.
Right, right. And so, you know, and that would be great question next time Senator Kramer's on, or call their office to see where the levers are and if there's some bipartisan support to help with that, because you can imagine that people in Washington would be having the same challenge trying to go back and forth to Vancouver and British Columbia. So I think this is a bipartisan problem myself. I don't think all the Democrats in the administration understand what they're doing to their constituency either. You know, that this is something where everyone wants to have the reasonableness at the border that we had before.
Alan, appreciate the call today. And for continuing to raise that issue, because it just needs attention, needs sunlight, no doubt about it. Another listener wants to know whether or not you believe Biden will put more roadblocks to stop CO2 recovery of oil. You expect more efforts to stop it from the administration?
Oh, yeah, they're already trying. They don't like that it would be used for enhanced oil recovery at all. You know, so things that the state has done in the past to get primacy over CO2, over CCUS, basically we have the ability to have primacy of regulation over the CCUS, and that's a big deal. And that was Lynn Helms started on that a long time ago, Department of Resources, and you know, so this is important. We have as much control as we can as the administrations go in and out in federal government, so that we can have a say on it. And obviously that, you know, the attack points from this administration are everything to do with oil, everything to do with coal. And also agriculture, as they've been coming at agriculture with the ESG, with, you know, trying to demand carbon footprint analysis upstream and downstream from a farm loan at the credit union level. So, well, this administration keeps sending out 1,000 ships every day on these ESG battles and fights and, you know, through the cloak of the climate change ideology. And so I would expect nothing less from them.
We only have about a minute left, but I want to ask you about the Summit Carbon Solutions conversations that are going on with landowners. Some folks have decided that they are organizing, I guess, opposition against this. What message do you have to landowners and to Summit Carbon Solutions as this conversation continues related to the pipeline coming up from Iowa?
I would encourage people to listen to the presentations from Summit and be as informed as you can, and it takes me back to some arguments that I've been part of along over the years, Scott, and one is from back in Kinsey County with pipelines going in. There was a lot of landowner fatigue against pipelines and frustration with the pipeline contractors and the oil companies, and the Ag Commissioner Goring came in with an ombudsman program to have a separate independent place to go and air the complaints and concerns and ask questions, and it really helped to reduce a lot of the anger and a lot of the questions. And then you look at the wind tower debates that we have. There's landowners that would like to have the ability to put income back on their land and be able to bring second generation back. And so having a few wind towers sometimes makes sense for those families. And those conversations get pretty hot and heavy at the planning, at the county planning and zoning commissions, right? And so, you know, these are landowner rights issues. And so if you're interested in a pipeline, if you don't want a pipeline, if you're interested in listening to what kind of compensation there would be, what the reclamation standards would be that the company would put in place, you know, these are important things to ask and get comfortable with yourself. And listen to what's being presented.
Great advice, great conversation. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate it on a busy Friday.
Hey, thank you, Scott. It's always a pleasure to be on. Have a great day. Have a great weekend.
North Dakota Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford in our Friday Talk Radio Town Hall. Today, final segment. When we come back, John and Parsha wants to weigh in on Feel Good Friday. We'll get you in, John. And we're going to talk with Scott Herman from Action Mover. If you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless, open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, there's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I'm inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our 5 escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today, 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited, 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Beer, GMC.com. The GMC 22 Sierra 1500s. You can get yours ordered. They fly out the door as quick as they fly in. New Buicks and GMCs are arriving daily. Hurry before they're gone. Over 75 proven SUVs are clearly marked, priced to sell. All makes and models. Vast majority of Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. And if you never want to see a gas gauge on empty again, maybe the Cadillac Lyric or GMC Hummer EV your thing. Check them out at SchwannBuickGMC.com. John and Partial has a Feel Good Friday contribution. John, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'm feeling good about we finally got a
something to look forward to tonight, the Legacy Fighting Alliance mixed martial art event at Four Bears Casino tonight. I think this event might be destined for greatness. We could have had it last weekend. It would have got shut down. And we got it in tonight before the weather hits tomorrow night. This is quite an event, Legacy Fighting Alliance. They send about 200 fighters to the UFC. It's probably one of the best fights they've ever put on out here at Four Bears. So we're looking for a packed house tonight. And if you guys haven't got tickets yet, I think there's still tickets available. You can get in and see a thing like this for only like $25. So I'm originally from North Dakota. I live in Denver now, but yeah, I'm looking forward to a great event tonight. And I got one other question for you too. Are you guys familiar with mixed martial arts?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
You got a lot of heads nodding here. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, not firsthand, but
again,
yeah,
tonight also. So you got, usually the women's fights are the best ones, you know.
Oh my goodness,
he's right. They can be done.
That I don't doubt. I don't doubt that at all,
for sure.
Yeah, yeah. John, appreciate the call and thanks for the contribution to Feel Good Friday. One more little item there, I love it. Best burger and food is Courthouse Cafe, Williston, North Dakota. I've heard that many times.
Getting a lot of it, yeah,
and, all over the neighborhood. And I've been there before, so I've taken the suggestion before, so appreciate that very much. Hey, our friend Scott Herman is here from Action Movers, one of our fine sponsors on What's On Your Mind, Action Movers. And if you're thinking about moving, we have some important info for you because you cannot lollygag on this. You got to get on the schedule, right, Scott?
Very important to pre-plan your move, and we can certainly help you with every step of that with our move coordinator that's assigned right after you get your estimate from us. And so last summer was an unprecedented summer of demand in our industry. In fact, most of us were caught a little bit off guard and were scrambling last summer, and we're expecting it again this summer. And so very important, whether you're moving locally or out of state, that you start planning for that early as possible. We provide estimates both in person where we'll come out to your house, or we can do that virtually and you can at least get on our schedule. We don't require any deposits or any money up front, and there's also no cancellation fees. So you're out nothing by just at least having the peace of mind that you know you're on our schedule, because what will happen here in the next coming weeks for pretty much all the moving companies is those schedules get filled up. So some of those short notice movers are expecting to be able to get a move done in a few days. And that can be very difficult in a lot of cases.
Well, it seems like everything has changed in the way of what you need to do. And this is just a good reminder that you just can't, you know, decide, oh, I'm going to call now once I'm ready to go. Everything's finalized, whatever. Get on the schedule and get ahead of this so you're not left, when you want to move, you can move. So good advice there. And again, no cancellation fee. You're not doing the deposit. So you just want people to plan ahead, get on the schedule, and where do they start that process? What do they do?
Yes, Scott, they can either call us or go onto our website, which is aactionmovers.com, and they can submit their information, and somebody will be in contact with them that same day.
Beautiful. By the way, we love hearing from our listeners who say, you know what, we hear you advertise and What's On Your Mind for different sponsors. We want to support them. And I get a ton of emails from people who love doing business with Action Movers. Talk a little bit about the reviews, what you hear back from satisfied customers.
Yeah, that's such an important aspect to our business, is making sure we're meeting or exceeding our customers' expectations. And so as a management team, we constantly talk about striving for five. And what we mean by that is getting a five-star review. And so we actually just had one come in. This was 2 weeks ago from Leanna over in Fargo. And she wrote, "We just used Action Movers for the second time in the last year. They are great to work with and have gotten our two-bed, two-bath moved in under 4 hours both times. We were estimated for 7 hours, which had a larger price tag, but when it only took 3.5 hours, we were only charged for that time, which was very reasonable. We will definitely be using Action Movers with all of our future moving needs. We have used multiple moving agencies, but the experience with Action is far better than any we have used before." And so That's just one review that came out of Fargo. We do have offices all throughout North Dakota, in Minot, Bismarck, and Fargo. We cover the entire state. And that is always our goal from the very beginning, is to make sure that we're exceeding that customer's expectation from the very start.
Love it. Love satisfied customers. Love our fine sponsors. Action Movers, two A's in action. Remember that. And folks want to get this process started, what should they do?
They can go ahead and give us a call, Scott, at 566-5532, or visit us at aactionmovers.com.
aactionmovers.com, or again, the number. Write this down, 701-566-5532. Love it. Thanks, Scott. Good catching up. Our best, everybody, at Action Movers for a great weekend.
Thank you.
We are out of time on this Feel Good Friday. Wasn't it fun, fellas?
A lot going on.
Oh, my
great
gosh.
Time.
And we hope Doris and Dickinson will call us back next week.
Have a great weekend.
God bless. Goodbye.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
North Dakota's first pre-K through grade 12 classical education has arrived. Capstone Classical Academy engages students to acquire wisdom, cultivate virtue, and pursue rigorous academic study with a Christian worldview. Our students will study what is good, what is true, and what is beautiful for the purpose of glorifying God and benefiting their community. Capstone is currently enrolling students grades pre-K through 6. To learn more or enroll your child, go to capstoneclassical.com, a Hillsdale College member school.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.